Blackstone Audio presents The Flicker Men, a novel, by Ted Kosmatka. This book is read by Keith Sarabica. For my children. Part 1. It is impossible that God should ever deceive me, since in all fraud and deceit is to be found a certain imperfection. Descartes. I sat in the rain with a gun. A wave climbed the pebbly beach, washing over my foot, filling my pants with grit and sand. All along the shore, dark slabs of rock jutted from the surf, sharp as broken teeth. I shivered as I came back to myself, and for the first time realized my suit jacket was missing. Also my left shoe, brown leather, size 12. I looked for the shoe, scanning the rocky shoreline, but saw only sand and frothy sliding water. I took another pull from the bottle and tried to loosen my tie. Since I had a gun in one hand and a bottle in the other, and since I was unwilling to surrender either to the waves, loosening my tie was difficult. I used the gun hand, working the knot with a finger looped through the trigger guard, cold steel brushing my throat. I felt the muzzle under my chin, fingers numb and awkward, curling past the trigger. It would be so easy. I wondered if people had died this way. Drunk, armed, loosening their ties. I imagined it was common among certain occupations. Then the tie opened, and I hadn't shot myself. I took a drink from the bottle as reward. Another wave rumbled in. If I stayed here long enough, the tide would roll over me, drown me, and pull me out to sea. This place was nothing like the dunes of Indiana, where Lake Michigan caresses the shoreline. Here in Gloucester, the water...